another episode of Major Health Tips in Digestible Bites. I'm coming to you today from what is rainy Massachusetts. And today I want to share with you the importance of learning to recognize your hunger and respecting your fullness. And this is in conjunction with the information I've been sharing about dieting. So let's talk more about this. It's tough, admittedly, to restrict your food intake and to stay on a diet. We've discussed this before. When you diet, you just get to the point where you can't take it anymore. And you give in to the cravings for the foods you've been trying to eliminate or just restrict, you know, cut back or just get them off your plate. The odds are when you get to this point, you will not only start eating them, but you may very well binge on them. And then you get angry with yourself and you just give up until that next diet comes along. So it's important to understand the concept of hunger and fullness cues. Unless you know what the nutrition is that your body needs, your cravings are going to continue. Now, to complicate things, most of the food we can readily buy today is laced with sugar and bad fats. And when I say laced, it makes it sound like laced with poison, laced with arsenic. When you really understand what sugar and bad fats do to your health, it really is poison. So I mean to say laced with sugar and bad fats. And sugar is definitely addictive, and addiction cravings to the food restriction picture. Add those. And how can anyone expect to stay on a diet? And as I said before, diet is truly a four-letter word. Now, in order to manage your weight and your health, your goal is really to eat only when you feel hungry. And then when you feel hungry, the further goal is to eat foods that are not empty calories, loaded with salt, sugar, highly processed carbs, and that bad fat we were just talking about. The real key here, the magic, if you will, is to give your body the nutrition it's craving and it's not getting enough of if you're eating processed foods. And this is a very simple, basic reason you keep eating, why your hunger isn't satisfied. Your body is trying to save you. Your body is designed to save you, to do the best for you, to cue you to save yourself. So it's trying to get you to save yourself by cueing you to eat in the hope that you might reach for something nutritious like a piece of whole fruit or a vegetable rather than something like a Pop-Tart, chips, or a cookie. There are other reasons as well why you keep eating, but we're going to focus on this one today because this one's a biggie. So there are other things that, you know, cue us to eat, like boredom, stress, which we're experiencing right now. And right now we're in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, so a lot of us are stressed. People are getting depressed about this. And emotional eating without awareness of what we're doing can get us, admittedly, into a lot of trouble with our weight and with our health. So one of the things that's important to learn is to respect your fullness. And this is where I'd like to share with you some information about what are known as the blue zones. The blue zones. These are five areas in the world. And there's actually one here in the U.S. in California, in Loma Linda, California. In the blue zones, people live to be easily more than 100 years old. And they're not warehoused either. They're not in wheelchairs being taken care of. They are active and engaged. Some of them still work. They're social. And the reason I bring them up is that they practice what the group, the Blue Zones group in Okinawa, Japan, calls harahachibu. Harahachibu. This is a consistent practice of eating until they are 80% full, and then they stop. They eat until they're 80% full, and then they push away from the table. And one of the reasons this is a very smart practice is that it takes 15 to 20 minutes for your brain to actually get the message from your stomach that, hey, we're full down here. It's okay to stop eating. So I suggest you try it, even if you're still comfortable eating. If you say, yeah, I've eaten maybe 80% of what I feel I should eat, but I feel like I could still eat. What I would suggest to you is just try stopping. try stopping before you feel completely full. Wait 15 minutes and see if you're still hungry. If you are, then, you know, go ahead and eat a bit more, but I think you'll be surprised at how spot on this is. I do this all the time. So I want you to learn to respect your fullness. You can actually go from being ravenously hungry to so full you feel ill. You keep eating and eating and eating. Your goal should be to maintain an average level of satiation. I really suggest to people who follow me that their goal is not to eat to feel full and definitely not to feel stuffed. Definitely not to feel stuffed. And, you know, it's okay to feel a little bit hungry. It's not a bad thing, and you can get used to that feeling and you can appreciate it. If you can get to that point, it's going to help you in a big way. It will make you think, okay, I need to start preparing some healthy food, but it will keep you from reaching for the chips and the cookies if you're really conscious about this. So another thing I want to share with you is discovering the satisfaction factor of eating. I want you to focus on your food. This is all about your satisfaction, and while it may seem simple, it's actually really, really important. Now, what happens with people when they spend a lot of time dieting is not only do they lose, they experience a lack of proper hunger and fullness signals. They lose that ability to recognize their hunger, but they no longer get real satisfaction from their food, and that becomes a problem. And I want you to take a look at what your eating behavior is. Maybe you're someone who eats while you're distracted, so you don't pay attention to what you're eating. You're eating mindlessly. Perhaps you're eating on autopilot and you're not taking time to enjoy the tastes and sensations of eating, the mouthfeel, the flavors. For instance, if you're eating at your desk, and I'm guilty, I have done this before, but if you're doing that while you're trying to finish a report, it's not going to allow you to focus on your food. Remember, it's important to practice focused eating. Focused eating. Be mindful of what and how much you're putting on your plate and then in your mouth. Simple things like chewing more slowly, putting down your fork between bites, and sitting down at the table instead of in front of a TV will help you eat more mindfully. If you focus and you focus on focusing on mindful eating and on being in touch with your hunger and your fullness cues, you will have an easier time of managing your weight, I promise you. Remember, it's a process, and a process of relearning how to eat for health. So this is Cheryl A. Major from Major Health Tips in Digestible Bites. Thank you so much for taking this time with me today.